morning. I'm Isabel Casey.
I'm Ella Muller.
I'm Veronica Capacious.
And I'm Marianne Capacious. Thanks for joining us for the last Bear Facts of the school year as we get ready for summer at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Sunday was graduation day for the class of 2021. In addition to receiving their diplomas, there were lots of different awards presented at graduation and baccalaureate. Jack Snyder won awards in math, theology, and speech and drama. Abby Hying was honored by the foreign language and science departments, and Joe Mice won the social studies award.
Kelly Borman received the top award from the art department. Amanda Tilges won the business award, and Reese Rosenmeyer earned top honors in English. Joey Trainer won the music department award, and Isaiah Plath received an award for vocational studies. There was also a Service Above Self award from the theology department that went to Eric Lumenthal.
Abby Hine won statewide honors from the Governor's Scholar Recognition Program. Other major honorees include Jack Snyder, who won the Rotary Club's Service Above Self award, Joseph Mice, who earned the Iowa Bar Association's American Citizenship Award, and Joseph Trainer, who won an award for being kind and volunteering from the Algona Chamber of Commerce.
Various donors to the school provided more than $300,000 in scholarships to this year's seniors, and that's on top of about $500,000 seniors received from the colleges that they will be going to. A new scholarship this year honored former Garrigan principal Mike Stentz and his wife, former police officer Barb Stentz. The first recipients of the Stent Scholarship were Noah Bronk, Lazarus Elbert, Harley Gant, Amber Hackett, Aiden Rowlett, and Angela Winkle.
Last week, Bishop Garrigan won the Top of Iowa Conference Track Championship. The Bears had 137 team points to Forest City's 124, with all the other conference schools scoring less than 70. Garrigan had 7 first-place honors at the meet. Molly Joyce took first place in the long jump, and she was also named Conference Athlete of the Year. Audie Crooks took first in both shot put and discus, and Gracie Elsbecker won the 400-meter dash. Garrigan's 4x400, 4x800, sprint medley, and shuttle hurdle relay teams also won their events.
We had to record this week's show before the state qualifying track meet or the district golf meets. We know the Bears gave their best in those meets, though, and we're pretty sure Bishop Garrigan will be in the mix in the state meets later this month. Go Bears!
Practices are in full swing now for summer sports. The Golden Bear softball team is hoping to defend their conference championship. The team includes returning seniors Bailey Meister, Tara Crone, Hallie Minky, and Ava Bartolo, plus junior Lexi Galligan. Sophomores in softball include Emma Baccia, Marissa Ray, Joey Dorning, and Darius Goshi.
There is a very talented group of freshmen in softball. They include Ava Huff, Abby Capacious, Kyra Dyke, Ella Schaaf, Morgan Antone, and Violet Bodie. Finally, there's the eighth graders, Hannah Marin, Molly Peterson, Zoe Montag, and Brooke Ludwig. Good luck, softball.
Garrigan has a long tradition in baseball, and this year's team is hoping for a good season. Returning seniors are Joseph Mice, Isaiah Berkland, Kaifas Goshi, Joey Trainer, and Eric Lumenthal. Also back are juniors Colin Casey, Hollis Bodie, and Jacob Lear, and sophomores Garrett Hying, Drew Fogarty, Nathan Marin, and Cal Berkey.
The freshmen out for baseball are Logan Nemers, Sam Plath, Drew Lappy, Brody Ludwig, Justin Bauer, Braden Kayaski, and Benji Trainer. Rounding out the team are 8th graders Scott Borman, Keaton Helseth, Thad Kolash, Brady Galligan, Nick Lear, Daniel Mice, and Drew Muller. Good luck all summer long to the baseball team.
The end of the school year marks a transition for several members of our Bishop Garrigan staff. At the high school level, longtime business teacher Annette Vasky will be leaving Garrigan to help out as a bookkeeper for the newly merged area Catholic churches. Junior high teacher Dave Whelan will also be working for the new parish. Middle school teacher Mary Foth is retiring, and her colleague Kay Kinseth retired last winter. Sixth grade teacher Deanna Ayala is also leaving Garrigan. We'll miss all these teachers, and we thank them for the many years of service they gave to our school.
There's no more senior spotlights until next year, but we do want to highlight some events on the Golden Bear calendar. Next Monday are girls' golf sectionals with Garrigan playing at Lake Mills.
Next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, there's the state track meet at Drake University in Des Moines. While in-person seating is extremely limited, we encourage you to follow the Bears online.
Boys' golf districts will be next Friday in Fort Dodge, and girls' golf regionals are Monday the 24th in Mason City. Baseball and softball will also begin on the 24th, with Bears hosting Belmont and Clemmie.
The band will play for Memorial Day on Monday the 31st, and state golf begins June 1st. There's baseball and softball almost every night through the first half of July, with playoffs after that.
Camps for fall sports will be the first week of August, with practices starting August 9th. Then school will start again on Monday, August 23rd.
That wraps up our 29th season of the Bear Facts. We'd like to thank KLGA for airing our program all these years, and we also thank the sponsors who help keep us on the air.
We'll be taking a break for summer, but we plan to be back again on Saturday, August 28th, bringing you more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.